Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back. 34 After, thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. And I'm broadcasting live in Woodlands, Texas, north of Houston at the Insperity Championship. This is a tournament that's that focuses on golf and small business and celebrates both of those. And the result, the product is a great entertaining tournament and a lot of beneficiaries, a lot of charities who benefit from this. And somebody who's been part of this all these years is a guy named Joe Cleary. I met Joe, golly, way back, the very first tournament, I guess, we met. And when I first started broadcasting down here, and Joe is in the construction business and has been now for a long time. And he did it intentionally. Don't worry, he did it intentionally. He's the president of Harvey Builders, which is a great legacy business down here. Mr. Harvey was the mentor for a lot of great folks, and Joe and his partners are carrying on his legacy. Joe Cleary, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. How are you?
We're doing great. It's good to have you back on the show. Thanks for hanging out with me.
Oh, are you kidding me? This is a pleasure every year. I look forward to it.
I appreciate that. Hey, Joe, now you're here in the Houston area in the great state of Texas. And Texas
here,
is
yes.
Not like most other places in America right now, is it?
No, it's a little different. There has been job creation over the last year. There's been 250,000 plus jobs created. And so we're in a little bit better shape than most everybody else.
Right. And you attribute that to what?
Well, we have a very decent tax base here. There's a lot of business that has come to Houston or come to Texas over the last 10 years, 15 years actually. We're a very friendly state. We're not unionized, which could be that's a very sensitive subject these days, but
it's a right to work state.
The right to work state, merit shop, most contractors are merit shop. And so wages are fair. They're not on the lowest end. They're not on the highest end. And it's a good place to do business.
Well, and let's be honest. You also got the oil industry down here. That helps.
Oh, that helps a lot, and it specifically helps Houston. The oil and gas industry has been a real savior for us. And I think I made the comment last year, if we're going to be in a recession, Houston is a great place to be, and it still is.
Well, so you got a good tax base, a reasonable tax base that encourages investment and entrepreneurship. You got some natural capability. You got some headquarters in Texas. You got a lot of big companies headquarters in Texas. That helps out a lot. But another thing that I like about Texas is your legislature only meets every other year. That's got to be good for business.
It is good for business. It's very difficult to get certain things done that need to get done when it does only meet every other year. But it actually, if you look at the makeup of our state representatives and our state senators, most of them have another job.
They have to.
If not all of them. And it makes Kathy and I were just having my wife Kathy, who you know, and I were just having this conversation yesterday. I wish we could elevate that to a national basis.
I do too.
Term limitations on all politicians, and have you know so that they're not just professional politicians. We can't get anything done with professional.
That's the problem we've got in Washington. We've acquired a political class. And it's a small class, 535, people in Congress, and it's a political class, and it's a problem. And you were talking about sometimes it's not good because it's hard to get things done in Texas. I promise you, the majority of businesses in all the rest of the states who don't have that kind of a system every other year, legislature, I promise you, the majority of businesses in those states would swap with you easy.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. And also, the other thing I left off of my little summary of what you said is you're a right-to-work state. That means non-union. It doesn't mean the unions can't come in there. It just means that they don't have an advantage over a non-union shop. And there's some other things there, folks. You can go Google right-to-work state and see what you think. So we're going to take a quick break, folks. Going to be right back with Joe Clear. I want to ask Joe how the construction industry is going these days. Yeah, that's a big part of this economy. We got to get it going again. What's it going to take? 20 Tail, stay with us.
Yes, I lost all track of time. Started walking, couldn't stop, turning it over.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.